During the month of November, you and I are invited, as part of our Catholic tradition, to remember family and neighbors and friends and colleagues who have gone before us, who have lived with us, who have died, and who we believe now share eternal life. There is an organization out of Chicago called the National Opinion Research Center. It is housed at the University of Chicago, and it was begun many, many years ago by the novelist and sociologist Andrew Greeley. And almost yearly, the NORC, the National Opinion Research Center, does sociological study about the Catholics in the United States and what their attitudes or beliefs or ideas are. And over the past generations, when it comes to Catholic beliefs, some have changed in terms of the perception of Catholic population, but the five top ones, the five to which Roman Catholics give strongest affirmation, have not changed. The first one is belief in the resurrection of Jesus, and along with that, the truth of eternal life, that you and I are destined for eternal life. That's the strongest statement. The second one is the belief in the presence of the Lord in the Eucharist. The third one is devotion to Mary, the mother of the Lord. The fourth one is a conviction that to be a Catholic is to do the works of mercy, to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, and to shelter the homeless. And the fifth one, the final one, is the conviction that in the sacramental life, one comes into a unique relationship with God. But the top one that Catholics have continued to hold on to, generation after generation, is the conviction about the resurrection of the Lord, and that you and I are destined to follow, to live eternal life. Well, that's what we affirm with regard to our family and neighbors and friends, people who have died, who have gone before us, that they have been called into the fullness of life. Now, within the Catholic tradition around eternal life, around that truth, that value, there emerges a theology or a teaching with regard to purgatory. And that has been a stumbling block for many people. And yet, I would like to take just a moment of time to reflect on the insight of a Catholic author who wrote in the first half of the 20th century. She was a woman from the Deep South, a woman from an area of the country in which very, very few Catholics lived. Her name was Flannery O'Connor, and by and large, she wrote short stories. Her short stories were usually marked with a kind of tragedy, so there was some darkness about her writing. But she also wrote essays and she wrote letters, and she mentioned in a number of her letters that her neighbors, all of whom were not Catholic, William Faulkner was one of her contemporaries and friends, her neighbors who were not Catholic often quizzed her about her Catholic faith. And some of the things they found curious or difficult or wanting to ask her about were Catholics' devotion to the saints, the place of Mary, the mother of Jesus in Catholic devotion, and the doctrine of purgatory. And what Flannery O'Connor said was that of all the teachings of the church, the one that she loved the most and the one that brought her the deepest comfort was the doctrine of purgatory. Because she says what it really is, it's the doctrine that affirms God's love. It's the doctrine that says God won't let us go. It's the doctrine that says, even if I screw up a lot, God provides me with another chance. That there's nothing I can do that is going to make God give up on me. And that even in this life, if I treat God cavalierly, God treats me with importance and value. And the doctrine of purgatory is nothing more than the teaching about that absolute possessiveness of God, that God holds on to the human being. Well, that's a wonderful understanding of that doctrine. And no wonder Flannery O'Connor found it so comforting and so affirming of herself and of human life. Well, as part of our liturgy today, we're going to remember those who have gone before us. And I want you in your minds and in your hearts, in your imagination, in your memory, to hold those images of family and neighbors and friends and co-workers. And in a very special way, during the Eucharistic prayer, we will remember by name the 60 members of this parish who have died during the past year. Our neighbors, our friends, people who gathered regularly here with us, people who worshiped and prayed with us. That part of what we do today is we pray that they may share forever the joy and the peace of the living God.